problem you've got is a lot of people coming to see their MP, it's quite a thing to do. It takes quite a bit of courage. They'll feel sensitive about it. They'll feel vulnerable itself. You do not want to add to that sense of foreboding as they're waiting, for example, for a constituency surgery. On the other hand, we are, and this is the nature of the modern age, very much out there. We're available. We advertise everything we're doing in a much, online and all the rest of it. So I think we need to just think about a proportionate risk-based approach, and that will vary from person to person. I think the other thing, of course, the elephant in the room in all this is the amount of online hate that we all get. It's out of control. I know the Home Secretary has talked about what more she wants to do there. The online harms bill is going through pre-legislative scrutiny. I'm a free speech man. I want to defend that to my dying days. But at the same time, I think the amount of vile abuse and the vilification directed at MPs, and in particular female MPs, I think it's got to stop.